Quickly now and loudly, we counted the whiskers and tied them with a grass to protect them from the natives. For tiger whiskers are the most useful sort of magic. Just one of them, ground up and slipped into the food of a neighbor, is considered a strong enough charm to kill him. From the anxious way in which the natives stayed about the tiger's head, we imagined that there were several unpopular neighbors in the village that they wished to work upon. The size of that tiger gave us a thrill. We had grown so hopeless that we would have been thankful for any tiger, and here was a great killer in the strength of his powers, second, we found out later, to the record for height. The natives were as excited as we were. A tiger, the overlord of the jungle, the enemy of everything with life, had been killed. Chanting and singing, they carried the tiger, slung to a pole, back to the camp. Night had now fallen, and we carried a light. We could see its reflection shining in the eyes of staring deer. Then, as they caught the scent of their dead enemy, or us, they would snort and fly. Down before the tents the natives put the tiger. So live-looking was his pose that he seemed alive. There were wild doings of triumph about the natives' fire that night, but there was great peace about ours. All through the night I kept waking. The moon stood high overhead, its light white as snow upon the still earth. The shadows of the pines were like little pools of ink about the base of each tree. In the clear moonlight the great tiger lay brilliant in gold and black beauty, proud and perfect in his death as when he had stalked over those plains in life to seek his quivering prey.